Welcome everybody to the Motivational Trainer, and what we're going to talk about today is not taking things that don't go your way at face value. Before we get into the topic, guys, hit the subscribe button. It's a great way to get updates on my show. Leave me a comment. I'm always looking for positive, good, bad, ugly feedback, and give me a rating. 5 stars are always welcome. Every rating is always welcome, but 5 stars really kind of help me boost to the top of the list and create my momentum. So don't take failures at face value or things that don't go your way at face value. And what does that mean? To me, I'm going to give you a couple examples. So today I had 2 opportunities. One, when I was going to run around and, you know, my kids had I have a couple of little boys. We had a dentist appointment. And I was kind of behind schedule, so I was scrambling around to get to my house to pick my sons up and then get them to this dentist appointment. And the plan, or at least how I saw it in my head, was to get home, take a shower, get everything situated, and get them over to the dentist. But to do that, I'd have to rush around like a crazy man. So as soon as I got home, you know, I popped in my house, and I probably had about a 5-minute window to get everything done. And my wife kind of, you know, as soon as I walked in, she did the wife thing where she says, "You're taking a shower?" in question form, insinuating that you're not going to have enough time to do what you need to do and get them to their appointment on time. And, you know, reluctantly, I didn't take a shower at that point in time. I'm a little frustrated, but as I was driving over to take my son to the appointment, I thought, you know, I could have sat there and been mad at the situation. I could have maybe got into an argument or a disagreement with my wife, which really wouldn't have served either one of us. Really would have set the tone for the rest of the day. When in fact, that by foregoing my shower at that point in time, I would give myself a lot more time after the appointment, which was great because the appointment was only about 30 minutes, and I had the rest of the day to shower, and that's exactly what I did. I went home, and I showered, and I got myself situated, and it was a lot more of an enjoyable experience at that point, as opposed to getting crazy with it and getting into an argument with my wife, which would have led to a, you know, not a great night for neither one of us. And probably would affect our kids, when in fact, initially, did not think that she was right and I was right and my way was the better way to go about it. But in fact, it was hers. And I didn't get a chance to realize that until after the fact. But one situation could have went either direction. I didn't initially go the direction I wanted it to go, but ultimately ended up being better for everybody involved. Second example. I'm in line waiting for lunch, and I place my order, and when my order comes out, it's not exactly the order that I had placed. Actually totally different. You know, I had asked for a fried piece of chicken. You know, Friday I was kind of looking at my cheat day, so I was asking for a fried piece of chicken, and what was in front of me was a chicken salad. So a couple of underlying things. One, it was a free lunch, so you can't really complain about a free lunch. So that's what initially got me to accept the free lunch and just kind of move on. But as I was making my way back to eat my lunch, I was thinking about it and said, you know, in the overall scheme of things, I'm a lot more happier now than I'm staring at a chicken salad as opposed to a fried chicken, because I would have eaten that fried chicken. And probably while I was eating it, you know, felt pretty good. But then after the fact, wouldn't have felt that great. You know, I would kind of look back and said, you know, I really shouldn't have had a piece of fried chicken. And my body, since I've been, I have it in a certain state where I've been eating real well recently, I might not have reacted so well to the greasiness of a fried chicken. The salad, however, you know, probably would have tasted similar, maybe not as good, but it's not that immediate fix. You know, after the fact, I'm not going to look back and reflect on eating a salad. There would have been no question about that, because I would probably still feel well. No harm, no foul. I would just move on with my day. So that situation, 2 different types of situations. I could have taken that opportunity to get into a altercation with the folks preparing my lunch, my free lunch, as some folks choose to do, and got my fried chicken that I, you know, wanted initially, but on the back end wouldn't have served me, or take somebody else's minor mistake, you know, minor misunderstanding of what it was, and moved on with my day and made the best of it. That's exactly what I did, and I feel better that I went that direction. So that's the theme, guys. You know, life isn't always going to be exactly what you want it to be or how you want it to be. It's not always going to present that way, and it's not always going to be delivered that way. But the momentum mindset, being part of the program, is to take whatever's thrown at you and work with it. You know,